Welcome to Pick the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winners podcast. This is David Hochberg, your host. And we're going to be talking to a gentleman that just went through a divorce. I've experienced a divorce. Not a very comfortable thing to experience, to be honest with you, for all those that have gone through it. Mine, I didn't have any kids. I had a cup of coffee, cup of tea, got in, got out, and it was an easy process for me. But when you have kids and you have a piece of real estate and you have things intertwined and intermingled and all tangled up, it could be a little challenging. So that is why you need to work with a professional that understands life experiences, death, divorce, loss of a job. And that is why we strongly encourage you to call us before you call your current lender, because you don't know who you're talking to on the other side of that 800 number. And that is why we are going to bring Tom on right now. And Tom, you had an experience where you had a divorce, and according to the court documents, you had to do a little bit of a refinancing. And what made you call us for help?
More or less been hearing your guys' commercials for decades, or you personally for decades. And I went to my current lender or current mortgage company and talked to them for a few minutes. It just didn't seem right. Gave you guys a call, literally hung up the phone call with the other mortgage lender and called you guys and spoke to Scott right away and felt comfortable. And we got things rolling back late April. So couldn't have been happier.
Scott Ellis, one of my seasoned professional experienced loan officers, helped you not only refinance, but we had to get your ex-wife off of the deed, off of the mortgage, so you can move on with your life. What was that process like working with Scott to accomplish that goal that A, you wanted, and B, that the court mandated?
I would say it was frustrating, but not dealing with Scott was the frustrating thing. I think it's just all the odd circumstances that the divorce, I guess, gave us some little hurdles and a couple of curveballs, but between Scott and his people, we got through it. It was a lot of paperwork needed to be gathered, and I must have a file that has about 40 different documents saved on it, but we were able to get through it, and I appreciate it. With the divorce, and credit wasn't horrible, wasn't great. Being by myself now with the income, I just wanted to refinance the house so I could stay near my kids. In the same school district and keep the home that we grew up in and that they grew up in. That was the main objective, and they made it work. I'm sure they had some hurdles to get through, and I do appreciate them working with me.
Well, listen, we appreciate you calling. And, at the beginning of the conversation, you mentioned you first called your current lender. What was that uneasy feeling that you got? What was that conversation like that made you, number one, even call your current lender? Because I invest millions of dollars in radio ads telling people don't waste their time with their current lenders. But, why did you call your current lender? What was that conversation like? What was that uneasy feeling like? And transition that to talking to Scotty.
Yeah, I would say because I've only done this once. I've only bought one house in my life. So I've only been through the process once, and it was, overwhelming to a point. I'm relatively easy, so I thought that maybe it would be easier to just, since they have all the information, the mortgage is already through them, they know the situation I am, and I thought it would just be a simple process. But the uneasy feeling came just talking to them for a few minutes. They wanted me to lock in instantly with them within 10 minutes. They want a document signed, and it just seemed odd. I didn't have enough information. It just seemed odd. And then talking with Scott, directly, I called. He picked up the phone instantly. It wasn't a runaround, and we just had a nice conversation. It was more about what the situation was. What are you looking for? It was an easy 30 minutes. It felt like I was talking to a friend, more or less. And from there, I told him I would call him back the next day, and I did. And we then started the process. And it took 2.5 months or whatever, but we made it through it. So I guess the uneasiness was just – they wanted it done now and paper signed, and I just didn't know who this person was, where I'm even talking to, what level of a person I was talking to. It was just odd. I don't know. It just came across as bad.
No, and that's important, because in my ads I talk about, you call your 800 number on the back of your statement.
Yep.
And you think, right? You pick up your statement. Oh, I'm at a bank ABC of the of the world here, whatever the heck bank you're at. I don't even know. Don't even care. It doesn't matter. And there's an 800 number by your, you know, on the front or back of your statement. You're like, oh, this can't be that difficult. I'm getting divorced. I just need to refinance. And what people don't realize is, Tommy, that they're going into a call center. And typically, the person sitting at the call center is not as experienced. And this is a very, very valid point that people need to be aware of. They are not as experienced as the loan officers that I have on my team. You don't know what level of experience they have. You don't know if they were folding underpants at Victoria's Secret last week. You don't know if they were spinning pretzels at the mall last week. You don't know if they were making shakes at a Steak and Shake last week. Not that there's anything wrong with either of those three professions. They're phenomenal professions, okay? And my career will be folding women's underpants at Victoria's Secrets when I retire from mortgages. But the level of experience, especially with helping somebody who is going through a divorce to refinance their home, there's a different level of experience. There's a different level of empathy. There's a different level of working with somebody your same age who is married, who has kids, who maybe been divorced, who maybe knows friends who've been divorced, has family members that have been divorced, that can empathize with your situation, who's not going to hold a pen to your head, not a gun, but a pen to your head, and right. say, sign here, let's lock in, let's go. Scott probably didn't, I'm just guessing here, Tommy, that Scott probably didn't even quote rates until the second or third phone call. Is that a safe assumption?
Yeah, I don't even think we probably talked rates. Matter of fact, maybe he mentioned something, but by no means did he wasn't pushing anything. It just felt like it was talking to somebody that I knew. I come across as that, you know, between him and his, I guess, I don't know if his assistant or what Stacy's role was. She was kind of gathering up the documents. No, it just personal phone calls. Hey, how are things going? What's happening? You know, quick, brief, when it needed to be, a little longer when it needed to be. He listened. You know, it's not a sob story. It is what it is. You go through a divorce. You try to make the best of it, you know, after all of these years. And they just made it very comfortable. The rate is as good as I would imagine I could get, you know, doing this loan on my own. And it was a great experience, no doubt about it.
Well, life happens, buddy. I've been divorced. You know, I know all the moving pieces, okay? I've been there. I've danced on that dance floor. And, you know, I tell my wife now I got three girls. I didn't have any kids at the first one. I got out just to get out. Didn't work out. Cup of tea. Move the heck on, you know what I mean? This one, second marriage, I got three girls. And I told my wife, if this doesn't work, I'm switching teams and buying a condo at Belmont and Halstead. And I'm just going the other direction because, A, I'm going to be broke. And, B, I obviously have been a two-time unsuccessful champion of that part of the world, and I'm just quitting altogether. So for other people out there, targeting divorce here because that was why you refinanced.
Yes, I probably should have refinanced. I never, when the market dropped and the rates went down, I probably should have. Again, I'm a guy that's working for, you know, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, travel. I just never got around to taking advantage of the lower rates. I should have done it.
Yeah.
But this was the ultimate reason, is that the only way I was going to be able to keep the home. She would not have been able to afford it. The only way to keep it in the family was to refinance, get whatever cash I could get out, do what I had to do to pay her off on the equity, and that is the only reason I did it. You're right. So because of the divorce was the main factor.
So in closing, because I know you got to get back to work, yep. You know, you've been screwing off here with us for 10, 12 minutes, but for other people that unfortunately, like you and I, have experienced a divorce and will be experiencing a divorce in the future, or know of any friends, family, coworkers, or neighbors who are currently experiencing divorce or will be experiencing divorce in the future, what would you tell them about picking up the phone and not wasting their time with their current lender, but calling us first to talk them through refinancing their home?
Yeah, I would say I would absolutely refer them to you guys. It was a comfortable thing. It was a little tedious, but I don't believe it had anything to do with you guys. It was just due to the decree, the documents with the courts, and it could not have been better. I would refer anybody to you guys without a doubt.
Well, thanks, buddy. Enjoy your new life as a single bachelor, and go get them.
All right, buddy. Listen, thank you very much, and to you and everybody, thank you. And Scott, make sure you let Scott and Stacy know I do appreciate everything they did.
I will give them a copy of this podcast and make sure they listen.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.